Rolling like a freight train on a mission. Here's Gruber.
School safe, something we've talked a lot about in recent years, unfortunately, here in this country, with this propensity for school shootings. When sick minds go off the rails, apparently they decide to slaughter their schoolmates, which is bizarre to me. The first real school shooting, Stockton, California, 1989. We've had this rash of these things since, and it's gut-wrenching to watch. My next guest, State Senator Rick Jones, has put forth legislation to he hopes will help prevent this kind of violence in Michigan schools. Senator, welcome to the conversation.
Good morning.
So, I mean, it tears us all up to see these shootings, and there's always the knee-jerk reaction from the left, we've got to get rid of guns, and the knee-jerk reaction from the right, don't touch any of my guns. And then we never really get anywhere. What do we have in this bill of yours that you believe can move school safety to the forefront and have some positive impact on keeping kids safe?
Well, we have an entire package of Senate bills to deal with school safety. My bill mandates that school counselors, teachers, administrators call the police when they get a threat. They say, why wouldn't they call the police? Well, the reason is this culture of silence like we had out at MSU. Don't tell anybody. We don't want the institution to look bad. But there are other bills in the package, too, that will really help. One is training standards for the police for active shooters. We can't have what we had in Florida. Police officers hiding behind their cars outside while kids are dying inside. That absolutely is not what we want in Michigan. And our training specifies that the officer will respond immediately to the shooting and save lives.
Well, there was another problem that has never really been discussed about the Stoneman Douglas High School, and that is it was an open campus. There was not a limited access place to go into one building. You could roam from building to building, open campus, wander around. And so when the shooter, Cruz, came on campus, he was able to walk inside. And I think that it makes the target way too soft. And then problems cascade from there.
Yes. In addition, we're going to have school safety grants. Schools can apply for money to toughen up the schools. Obviously, ideally, you would have one entrance for the students, and you would have somebody there watching people as they came in. This young man down in Florida actually walked in with a rifle, and that should never happen.
Ever. And that's right. They made it way too easy to get in. Never discussed that. I do agree with you about, we need to make the targets harder. What about some of these other things that are out there, things like ALICE training, which are training programs to help teachers and students not to sit there as sitting ducks, but to, you know, have a plan to be proactive in the event that you have some sort of an active shooter or an active threat on campus?
You know, I absolutely agree that should be in place. They can have a button to press. Somebody presses it, and everybody locks down the classrooms, so the bad guy can't get into the classroom.
Yeah, but the problem with that in some cases is you become, you know, you're locked in one place. And some of these other training that are coming to the forefront now, and I think we should explore all of the different options. But there's training coming to the forefront now that says, you know, those that are in certain parts of the building should evacuate immediately if they know the shooter's on the east side. Then the west side evacuates. And there are different techniques, and the whole sheltering in place, some say, is more dangerous than not. So I think we should explore all of the options and find the best training and the best ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. Each situation is different, and everybody has to prepare for each condition. But the main thing that can save kids is to get counseling, mental health treatment for people that need it. Why did this young man down in Florida have, I believe it was 39 incidents, and nobody got him mental health treatment.
Well, you know why? I can answer that question, too. Here's something else nobody's telling you. Stoneman Douglas High School, very nice high school, affluent neighborhood, gated communities, right? That's what you've got in that area. And then there's this kid. Well, this kid would tarnish the reputation of the high school and give it a bad reputation for all those kids that are going on to different colleges and so forth. They didn't want the black mark on their reputation. Exactly what you talked about at the top of this interview, Senator, and that is you've got a report. Whether it's going to make you look bad or you'd be a little embarrassed, I don't care. They've got a mark on their record now, don't they?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's so important to get rid of this culture of silence. If there's a threat, make sure you call 911. Get the police involved. Prevention is key.
Yeah, the culture of silence. I think that's a good way to put it. And that was exactly what it was in Parkland there in Florida, because they didn't want to say anything, because they didn't want to get a bad reputation for their school, because they have such a, you know, a high achieving school with so many kids going off to college and doing so well in affluent neighborhoods and gated communities. That could never happen here, but it did happen there. And that's why they kept it hush hush. They didn't want to have a, you know, a bad reputation. And unfortunately, the bad reputation and what they got in the long run was far worse. So what's the timetable for these bills you're putting forth? What do you expect?
I expect them to be in place this fall.
And so that'll be that. And then you're going on, and you're all done. Your work here is done then by the fall.
Well, I'm termed out at the end of the year, and I look forward to possibly working for Governor Bill Schutte.
Well, there you go. Well played, Senator. Well played. Well, way to get that the free plug. Nicely done. Have a great weekend, Rick. I greatly appreciate it.
You too.
Senator Rick Jones, everybody here on the program, who is going to be working, he hopes, for Governor Schutte. Well played. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. We'll be right back.